There will be 14 articles on the warrant when Cohasset holds its special town meeting tonight, and joining us this morning with a preview is Select Board Chair Jean Healy-Dippold. Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks very much for having me. I appreciate it.
So which of the articles do you expect will generate the most debate and discussion?
Oof, wow, that's a hard one to pick. It's like choosing among your favorite children. There are many articles out there that are really generational projects for the town. This is probably one of the most significant special town meetings in several decades for Cohasset. We have a long list of very important proposed major infrastructure projects. And if you don't mind, I'll quickly just race through it for you.
Please do.
We propose to buy a new town hall and relocate our town hall to a location in the village, 1 Pleasant Street, across from the South Shore Arts Center. We propose to use this to buy this building, which is being built as we speak and will be brand new and move-in ready for our town hall. The first floor will be municipal use, and then the 13 rental units above it we plan to use for affordable housing and local housing. The rental proceeds will be used to manage and maintain the building. We're also looking at buying a public safety building on 3A, namely that's 135 King Street, which is across the street from Mary Lou's, where the current karate studio is. We propose to use that as a new police station and have a fire department satellite station. We propose to buy the building for $2.4 million and then renovate it for a total price tag of $10.5 million. We propose a special school stabilization fund of $1.5 million. This is proposed to be an annual fund to start to work through our long list of capital infrastructure repairs we need to do from roofs and windows as our schools start to age and we're hitting end of life for a lot of those large projects. We're also proposing to create a road and sidewalk special stabilization fund. We propose this $800,000 fund to support needed improvements and maintenance to our roads and sidewalks. Anyone who's driven through Cohasset knows that this is a necessity. We also propose recreation projects. We're proposing there to rebuild Milliken tennis courts and the abutting retaining wall, create a multi-sports wall, and build a brand new Beechwood playground to bring that playground into compliance. So the price tag of all these is going to be, with the exception of the recreation projects for which there is no tax increase proposed, the price tag of all those projects I just listed off is going to be approximately $830 each year for every $1 million your home is assessed. So that's the estimated price increase, the tax increase. We do have other articles on the warrant, including some zoning changes. But those are the major proposals that Cohasset will be grappling with as we look to really do a comprehensive infrastructure project for our town to address a lot of long-time capital needs that we've grappled with.
And with all that, do you think you'll be able to wrap up the special town meeting in one night, or you see it going another night?
That's a good question. We remain hopeful that we can move through the entire warrant. It is 14 articles. At the same time, we know that people are probably going to have some significant views, so we'll see how it goes, and if we need to go to another night, we will.
All righty. Well, special town meeting will begin at 7 o'clock tonight, and that'll be in the Sullivan Gymnasium at Cohasset High School. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Great. Thank you, Dan. And everyone, come vote.